This is Coffee Break French To Go, the podcast version. We are working on season 2 of To Go, and this is episode 3. Okay, welcome back to Coffee Break French To Go. In this season of Coffee Break French, we're on the streets of Nantes in Western France. We're talking to locals and practicing our listening and comprehension skills. Now, I'm here in the studio, but Pierre Benoit is out and about on the streets, and he will be asking one question to lots of people, and I'll help you understand the answers. We'll begin by listening to the full set of interviews and then listen to each interview in turn and talk about the language used. Now, there's also a video version of these interviews, so if you'd like to watch that and see what it looked like when we were filming in 43 degree heat in Nantes, then you can head to coffeebreaklink.com/CBF2Go203. So just enter that in the address bar on your browser, coffeebreaklink.com/CBF, or Coffee Break French, to go, that's T-O-G-O, 203. Okay, I'm going to hand you straight over to Pierre Benoit now to find out what today's question is.
Ma question pour aujourd'hui est la suivante. Quel est ton mot français préféré? Ou plus formel, quel est votre mot français préféré? Je répète, quel est ton mot français préféré? Ou plus formel, quel est votre mot français préféré?
Oh, this will be an interesting one. So, what is your favorite French word? Ton mot français préféré. Note the order of the words there. Ton mot, your word, français, French, préféré, favorite. So, what's your favorite French word? Let's find out what people have to say.
Le mot français préféré. Partage.
Aucune idée. Aucune idée. J'ai des gros mots, mais je ne vais pas vous les donner.
Il y a beaucoup de mots français très jolis. Girouette.
Écologie, parce que moi, j'aime bien la nature et la verdure, parce que moi, je ne sais pas, mais j'ai l'impression de me détendre.
Mon mot préféré, c'est pamplemousse. Je ne sais pas, même dans l'intonation, pamplemousse. Au niveau de la bouche, ça fait quelque chose d'assez spécial. C'est pampe, mousse, c'est assez spécial. C'est pour ça, c'est un mot que j'aime bien. C'est un mot que j'aime bien.
Bonheur, joie, parce que je suis joyeuse et j'adore. Je sais pas.
Non, j'aime papillon. J'aime les papillons. Je trouve ça joli. Et je trouve que c'est un mot qui sonne.
Ça, c'est compliqué comme question.
Moi, ça va être raclette. Parce que j'adore ça. Je sais pas.
Moi, mon mot préféré, c'est oiseau. Parce que j'aime beaucoup les oiseaux. Ça m'intéresse beaucoup.
J'aime bien le mot cucurbitacé.
I have to be honest, that's a new word for me. Cucurbitacé, we'll come to that when we go through each of the interviews in turn. One of the great things about this kind of episode is that we're getting lots of vocabulary, new words that perhaps you're not familiar with, and therefore it's a great opportunity to build our vocabulary, which hopefully at some point will come in useful. Let's now go back through each interview in turn, and we'll talk about what each person says, and I'll explain any complicated parts.
Le mot français préféré. Partage.
Okay, so partage, a noun from the verb partager, meaning to share. So le partage is sharing. Let's listen to our next interview.
Aucune idée. Aucune idée. J'ai des gros mots, mais je vais pas vous les donner.
So this interviewee has no idea. Aucune idée, he says. He then goes on to say, j'ai des gros mots, mais je ne vais pas vous les donner. So, gros mots are swear words. So, he doesn't want to give us swear words as his answer. Just let's focus on that one more time. Je ne vais pas vous les donner. In French, we very often have lots of small words, and this is a good example of a sentence like that. Je ne vais pas vous les donner. I am not going to give them to you. So, vous would be to you, and les refers back to the gros mot he mentioned earlier. Je ne vais pas vous les donner. I'm not going to give them to you. I'm not going to tell you swear words. Our next interviewee has a really nice answer for this question.
Il y a beaucoup de mots français très jolis. Girouette.
So she says that there are many pretty words in French. Il y a beaucoup de mots français très jolis. And then she gives us one as her answer. Girouette. And girouette is a weather vane. The verb is girouetter, which means to twirl or to spin. And girouette is also used as a destination sign on a bus or a train. So la girouette indique le terminus du train, par exemple. Let's listen to our next interview.
Écologie, parce que moi j'aime bien la nature et la verdure, parce que moi je ne sais pas, mais j'ai l'impression de me détendre.
Okay, this interviewee likes écologie, ecology, parce que moi j'aime bien la nature et la verdure. So, because I like nature and greenery, vegetation. Parce que moi je ne sais pas, mais j'ai l'impression de me détendre. So I don't know, but I get the impression of relaxing, of unwinding in nature. Okay, our next answer is a little longer. Let's have a listen.
Mon mot préféré, c'est pamplemousse. Je sais pas, même dans la tonation, pamplemousse, au niveau de la bouche, ça fait quelque chose d'assez spécial. C'est pamplemousse, c'est assez spécial. C'est pour ça, c'est un mot que j'aime bien. C'est un mot que j'aime bien.
Okay, this man's favorite word was grapefruit, pamplemousse. He says, je sais pas, même dans l'intonation, pamplemousse, au niveau de la bouche, ça fait quelque chose d'assez spécial. So, I don't know, even in the intonation, pamplemousse, something to do with your mouth, au niveau de la bouche, literally, at the level of your mouth, in the mouth, as it were. Ça fait quelque chose d'assez spécial. It does something quite special. C'est pamplemousse. C'est assez spécial, c'est pour ça. It's quite special, that's why. And then he finishes by saying, c'est un mot que j'aime bien. And he says again, c'est un mot que j'aime bien. So it's a word that I like. C'est un mot que j'aime bien. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment with more answers. Now, we are publishing the video versions of each episode of To Go on our YouTube channel. Just search for Coffee Break Languages. But if you'd like to access them immediately, all the lessons for the series, along with the lesson notes for each lesson, head over to the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, today we are asking the question, quel est ton mot français préféré? What's your favorite French word? Let's listen to another interview.
Bonheur, joie, parce que je suis joyeuse et j'adore, je sais pas.
So this girl's answer, bonheur, joie. So bonheur, happiness, joie, joy. And she says it's because she is joyous. Je suis joyeux, I'm joyful. Et j'adore, and I love it. Je sais pas, I don't know. Ok, let's continue on.
Non, j'aime papillon, j'aime les papillons, je trouve ça joli, et je trouve ça un mot qui sonne.
So this interviewee says that she likes papillon. J'aime papillon, papillon, the word for butterfly. The reason being, j'aime les papillons, she likes butterflies. She said, je trouve ça joli, I find it pretty, et je trouve que c'est un mot qui sonne. It's a word which literally rings. It has a ring to it. Sonner can mean a telephone ringing, for example, le téléphone a sonné. But it can also mean to sound. Ça sonne bien. It sounds good. It has a good ring to it. Okay? The next interviewee avoided the question a little.
Ça, c'est compliqué comme question.
Literally, that's complicated as a question. Ça, c'est compliqué comme question. We would translate this in English as that's a complicated question or that's a difficult question. But it's a very typical way to express things in French when you say ça, c'est compliqué comme question. So, for example, equally, you could say ah, ça, c'est intéressant comme livre. That's an interesting book. So, ça, c'est adjective comme noun. Ça, c'est compliqué comme question. Our next interviewee chooses a food word for her favourite word.
Moi, ça va être raclette, parce que j'adore ça. Je sais pas.
Okay, ça va être, it's going to be raclette. Raclette is a Swiss dish. It's got cheese, basically raclette cheese over potatoes, and you can get other things that you can add to it. We've actually done a full episode about this in our Coffee Break magazine. So check out the Coffee Break French magazine season 1, and that's episode 1, to find out more about raclette. She says that she likes raclette parce que j'adore ça, because I love it. Je sais pas. I don't know. Very often people are ending this with je sais pas. I don't know. And I'm sure you can imagine, if you were asked what your favourite word is, perhaps you wouldn't be 100% sure. Okay, let's listen to another interview.
Moi, mon mot préféré, c'est oiseau, parce que j'aime beaucoup les oiseaux, ça m'intéresse beaucoup.
Okay, this interviewee's favourite word is oiseau. Mon mot préféré, c'est oiseau, so bird. Parce que j'aime bien, j'aime beaucoup les oiseaux. I really like birds. Ça m'intéresse beaucoup. I'm really interested in this. It interests me a lot. Okay, let's listen to one final interview.
J'aime bien le mot cucurbitacé.
Okay, as I said, this was new to me too. Cucurbitacé. Cucurbits, which are plants of the gourd family, which include things like pumpkins, squash, watermelon, and cucumbers, and other types of gourds. Okay, now that we've gone through in more detail all our interviews, it's time to go through the whole set of interviews one more time and hopefully you'll understand much more this time round.
Le mot français préféré. Partage.
Aucune idée. Aucune idée. J'ai des gros mots, mais je ne vais pas vous les donner.
Il y a beaucoup de mots français très jolis. Girouette.
Écologie, parce que moi j'aime bien la nature et la verdure, parce que moi je ne sais pas, mais j'ai l'impression de me détendre.
Mon mot préféré, c'est pamplemousse. Je sais pas, même dans la tonation, pamplemousse, au niveau de la bouche, ça fait quelque chose d'assez spécial. C'est pamplemousse, c'est assez spécial. C'est pour ça, c'est un mot que j'aime bien. C'est un mot que j'aime bien.
Bonheur, joie. Parce que je suis joyeuse et j'adore, je sais pas.
Non, j'aime papillon, j'aime les papillons, je trouve ça joli et je trouve ça un mot qui sonne.
Ça, c'est compliqué comme question.
Moi, ça va être raclette, parce que j'adore ça, je sais pas.
Moi, mon mot préféré, c'est oiseau, parce que j'aime beaucoup les oiseaux, ça m'intéresse beaucoup.
J'aime bien le mot... Cucurbitacé.
Eh ben dis donc, c'était très intéressant tout ça. Alors moi, mon mot français préféré, c'est mince. Je le répète, mince. Et maintenant, ma question pour vous, c'est quel est votre mot français préféré?
Okay, Pierre Benoît's favorite word there was mince. It literally means thin or slim, but it's very often used as an expression of annoyance, something like drat in English. So mince. Et alors, quel est votre mot français préféré? As usual, we'd love to hear your favourite French words, and you can let us know by posting a comment on the video or on our website. And to get the link for this, again, go to your browser and put in coffeebreaklink.com/CBF2Go203. And we're looking forward to seeing your responses. That's it for this episode. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break French to go.
Malheureusement, c'est fini, mais nous serons de retour très très bientôt pour un autre épisode de Coffee Break French to Go. Au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.